All right, friends, welcome back to another episode of The Higher Self. This one's going to be powerful because I just noticed this individual had massive transformation in all three of the equities that we work on here at the company, which is finances, relationships, and health. So I want to introduce you to my good friend, Mr. Ricardo Jimenez. Ricardo, say hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you here, man. And I'm going to get right into it with you. I'm excited to have you here because I remember when you first, when we first met, we joke around and say you were a mess, but you were literally a mess. You were a mess. Explain that to me. When we say that, you know, what was life like? What were you feeling like? What was the outside world reflecting that was happening in the inside world?
It definitely was a lot of chaos. I was in the midst of a lot of chaos when you and I met. I've always had this strong burning desire to build my business to the next level and build myself to the next level and help others grow to the next level as well. But in those areas of life, I just didn't know what I didn't know. I was seeking more knowledge, seeking more information. I began to follow you online. Your message resonated with me. And the more I heard you speak about developing myself more with my health, finances, paying off debt, taking my business to a higher level, your message attracted me, and then you and I connected us, you know, as through coaching, and it's never been the same. Yeah, I was seeking a plan, and I finally acquired one.
I appreciate that, and you know, Ricardo, I'm gonna get like, how deep can we go here? Because your story is a pretty deep one.
Let's go.
I remember when I flew up to meet you and to do that presentation. I remember, you know, specifically three things. Number one, your health was not where it is today. That's a given. Number two, I remember you were in the midst of some pretty tough relationship stuff, and you've obviously now attracted your queen, which is incredible. And then number three, I remember in terms of your finances, I remember, and I don't know if you really realized it back then, but your belief in yourself was so low that in your business, you had a model where you were giving it all away, meaning people were working with you, but you got zero of the pie. What do you think was going on inside of you at the time that caused those three outcomes?
You nailed it. You said a word just a minute ago, the word belief. My level of belief in myself, with my finances and my health at the time, were just in the dumps. I just kind of had lost my way. In those regards, you know, I always, especially with finances, I always knew how to grind and hustle, right? But I never knew how to attract. That's what was missing. I didn't know how to attract to me what I deserved. And because I always put in a lot of hard work, it seemed I was always just chasing after the dollar, chasing after it. And I never really had I knew how to make money, but I never knew how to make money work for me. And so I just didn't have a belief in myself. And I would say that's definitely one of the biggest takeaways from my association here with you is just acquiring a higher level of belief. It doesn't matter what area of life, my health, my finances, my family, my spirituality. We're all creators. I've learned that, you know, we're all creators and we can create our own level of belief.
You know what? I'm gonna pause you there because we're creators or victims. And that's the reality. And the reality is that we can choose to live from either or energy. And, you know, unfortunately, most of us are stuck in living as a victim. Whether you realize it or not, Ricardo, that's where you were when we first started. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm a victim. I have to work hard to have it all, right? You know, I mean, even in your business, when you look at it, you set it up in a way so that your business caused struggle, not abundance, right? Pain, not love, right? And it was really weird the way that was happening because it was just a reflection of what was going on inside of you, you know? And then the more and more that I started to pour into you and you started hearing, wait a minute, I'm the creator. I'm the one that's doing all of this. I'm the one that's making all of this. It's like, it happened. It's like all of a sudden, the cards started falling into place, you know? I even remember, you know, when it comes to like the relationship thing, I remember that conversation you and I had in the car where it was like, you were going through a rough moment that I had already been through. So it was cool because we were able to bond in that aspect. And I got to ask you, what did you learn even from that situation in your life, from the relationship side of your life?
I was in a very dark space at that time, man. And I learned that it was possible for me to get out of that. That was one of the most profound conversations I've ever had with me. I don't know if I've ever shared that with you, but it was a very profound conversation. You know, just to get a little personal, I had a disconnect with the relationship for my daughter and then my relationship at the time. And I definitely was in a dark space and didn't really believe that. Well, I didn't believe that I deserved it. I didn't deserve a better way. You know, I kept punishing myself with the same thoughts over and over. And so I just didn't believe that I deserved it. And then I didn't believe I had a way out of just changing things. So, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And that's what the victim energy does, is it continues to punish itself. Because ultimately, it sees itself from scarcity and lack versus abundance. And so it actually starts to cooperate with the messages of the world, where the world says you can't do this or you can't have that, you can't possibly have it all. Then the victim energy just repeats it and says, you know what, you can't, you know what, you messed up, you know what, why did you do that again? Or you know what, you'll never be good enough, right? And then all of a sudden we start to realize, wait a minute, we're the ones creating all of that.
It was just me.
It was just me.
Yes,
it
was me. Perpetuating, punishing myself over and over and over. And I was like, dude, once I opened up and I was like, what am I doing to myself? Yeah.
And when that happened, your income quadrupled, you met the woman of your dreams, right? And then your body got in better shape. So I want to talk about all three, okay? First things first, you know, let's talk about your queen. Because I was even there when you guys met. You know, how did that happen? And looking back, how did you attract her?
How did I attract? You know, I just began to operate. I began to move myself towards the highest version of myself. And I just began to just believe in myself and believe that I deserved more and operated in that manner. And I began just I'm certain that the universe just began to send me what I deserved, including my queen. Yes. The universe knew exactly, this is the type of human that you need to be around. That's going to support you and elevate you, and you'll feel the desire to do the same. And yeah, I just began to believe, and everything just started flowing to me. Instead of me grinding for it, instead of me going from woman to woman and doing all of that, the universe just began to come to me.
I love that, because you attract who you are, and you attract what will help you become the highest version of yourself. And it's so beautiful, dude, because when I think of you, I think of you like you're going. You're going, you're gonna get things done. And I see her and she's just like grounded, like so solid, you know, so like that combination is just powerful, man. So powerful. Yeah. Second area has been your health. You know, what has changed in terms of your health? Like, I know that you're all in right now with your body, just like I am, and really unveiling, you know, the highest form of our temple. What's happened there?
You know, I personally believe that there's five major areas of life. You know, my health, my finances, my spirituality, my business, and my family. And I just really got serious about setting some serious goals in each one of those areas. And without your health, everything else doesn't fall into place. My other motivation is, you know, I'd mentioned earlier that one of the relationships that I was struggling with was with my daughter, and her and I over the last year we've redeveloped a strong bond together. She actually came back to my real estate team about 4 months ago. She's crushing it out in San Diego, but she's very into her health, and so she challenged me to a fitness competition. Her and I have been working closely together and keeping each other accountable and just really pushing ourselves to be the best version of ourselves in that space too. But it's been fun, man. It's been fun holding each other, working with my daughter and working out with my daughter and kind of holding each other accountable. It's a great way to, it just makes life great, man.
Yeah, it does, man. I'm so happy to hear that as well. You know, and I just go back to like how interesting and how incredible that, you know, not only did you attract your queen and you healed that side of you, but also you attracted back your daughter as well. It's almost as if, Ricardo, you started opening up your heart to allow yourself to just receive that feminine energy again, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. I was this, this masculine mess, just trying to force everything back into my life. And you don't have to force anymore. I realize I don't have to force things anymore.
No, you don't. No, you don't. I love that, man. And finally, just tell everybody what's happening in your business, because it's incredible. You know, it's like I'm proud of how we're able to help people. And I'm proud of the fact that, and I say this all the time, people out there may not believe me, but we literally help people triple, quadruple, 5x, 10x their income in half the effort. You're a great example of that. What's happened?
No, I absolutely, my association with you, bro, has had a huge, profound impact on our business. I don't even know where to start. You know, I think one of the first things that really helped me start putting things in place was just applying the leverage ladder to our organization. It really simplified and helped me duplicate and show people a path to freedom in this space as well. Most of the time, agents don't even have a plan or they don't have a path to success. And the leverage ladder has become a part of our culture, a part of our language, a part of, people have a guide to get where they want to get. So implementing a lot of tools like the leverage ladder, the launch ladder, honestly, associating myself with folks like yourself and all of the other agents in our group, you know, just getting an idea here, an idea there. It's just been powerful, man. There are just so many ways that my association here has impacted our business. But I think having just implementing replicatable systems, repeatable things over and over and over that I just didn't possess before, really helped my business simplify and blossom. You also connected us to Cork and Global Living, which has been an incredible transition for us. My business has exponentially grown in the last 6 months. We've gone from having 6 agents to 23 agents in a matter of 6 months. I have an organization in Northern California, also another growing organization in San Diego at this point. So all within a matter of 6 months. So it's just like, whoa. We're moving into partnership with Corcoran Global Living as well. So there's been so many blessings that have come from this.
Two thoughts. Number one, it wasn't, and I appreciate it, Ricardo, but it wasn't an association with me. It was truly an association with you is what it was. It was you connecting with you, you know. All we did was we were the mirror. We were just the mirror to have you look at yourself and go, hey, wait a minute, this is the real Ricardo. This is what's really possible, you know. Yeah, man, and some people run with that, and you're one of those people that ran with that. And others, like, they don't want to look in that mirror, because looking in that mirror is scary. Looking in that mirror means responsibility. Looking in that mirror means, oh my God, I can actually fix this that I'm feeling and that I'm living. And some people, that's a lot, because the story that has them in victimhood has been ingrained in their subconscious mind and their feelings, their thoughts, their emotions for so long that they don't want to let go of it. And you might. Yeah, you did it. You let go of it. So I appreciate that. Yeah, man. And then the second thing, just, I mean, you know, revenue-wise and profitability and days work. What was it like before we met, and what's it like now? Just give me like ballpark.
So days worked was 7 days a week, 15 hours a day. Now I'm, I work 5 days a week. I would say where I'm actually like working maybe 8 to 2 Monday through Friday. I try to take Thursdays off. Doesn't always happen, but so I'm working 25 to 30 hours, like tactically in my business a week. You know, I'm definitely on. I take a call here and there outside of that, but like tactically sitting down at a desk, maybe 25, 30 hours a week. We've been able to build out infrastructure, support, staff. We've grown from myself doing it all to, the lights just went out. Went from myself trying to do it all to I have 2 admins. I have a tech guy. We have 4 other staff. So we've got a total of about a staff of 7 now that are just now I'm really just working in the idea space. I come up with an idea and I let my staff go to work on it.
Because that's what an entrepreneur does.
Yes, yes.
That's what a CEO does. That's yes. The difference between a CEO and a salesperson. You nailed it. And by the way, when you're in victimhood, mm-hmm. You'll never become a CEO.
You won't.
Because you'll never hire people because you're afraid.
I was afraid. And I've been having this conversation with a lot of folks on my team, but I operated in fear way too long. And once I let go of that fear, man, once I hired that first admin and then hired the next one, I'm like, holy crap, what was I waiting for? What was I waiting for? Now I'm watching all of these big, beautiful ideas that I've always had inside of my heart. I'm watching them like unfold, and we're like, you know what? And you know what's so incredible, bro? I'm watching us impact more and more people. I'm watching us, and that's even more gratifying than any commission check, bro. Touching more and more people is like way more gratifying than any $10,000, $20,000 commission check.
I know. Awesome. I love that. We've got an event coming up, Awaken. You know, for someone out there who has never been to one of our events, for someone out there who's never taken the leap of faith to maybe invest in themselves and set aside a couple of days to grow themselves, for someone who's never been in the room where we do what we do, the magic that we do, what would you tell them?
It's a must attend. I think it's, you know, as you mentioned earlier, it's an opportunity for you to look in the mirror. It's an opportunity to look in your heart. It's an opportunity for you to just be still and begin to grow from inside. Not many people take that time to do that. If you want to step into your greatness, if you want to emerge as a king or a queen in your space, you must go inside and you must heal and you must do the work so that you can impact more people. So if your desire is to impact more people, if your desire is to grow, this is an opportunity for you to start here. And yeah, I highly recommend it. I know I'm going to have several of my team members. I'm taking my daughter.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's so awesome.
My daughter will be attending. So yeah, man, I highly recommend it. It's, you can grind all you want, man. You can put in all that hustle and all that shit, but until you fix this, you're going to be in the midst of chaos always. I don't care who you are.
That's right. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. How do people get a hold of you? Instagram, social media, whatever they can.
Real Estate with Ricardo, 2215 on Instagram, or you can always shoot me a text, 209-272-9468. I'd love to help people, man. That's the other thing I love to share is, I feel like part of my journeys, at Awaken, journeys on my own, over this last couple of years, I have really discovered my purpose and who I am and what I'm supposed to do here on earth. And that is to impact people and help people. So
I appreciate you for joining us, man. It's awesome watching you unfold. And I can't wait to meet your beautiful daughter and to give you a big hug in San Diego. And I can't wait for the wedding day. By the way, you better not even trip and not think of inviting me on.
Yeah, it's on its way, bro. Not even trip, man.
Awesome.
Matter of fact, I got it. I need your address. I got to send you over to save the date here soon.
Okay, sounds good, bro.
Yes.
All right, man. All right. Take care.
All right, love you. God bless. Love you too, bro. Be well.
That's it for this week's episode of The Higher Self. If you enjoyed this, please make sure to leave a 4 or 5 star rating, share it with all of your friends, all of your family members, and post any comments or questions that you may have, whether you're seeing this on my website, YouTube, podcast, Spotify, whatever the case may be. We really are here to help guide you to your highest self.